Well, several Israeli drones have violated Lebanon's airspace and flown over the country in flagrant violation of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. According to the Lebanese Army Command, the warplanes broke the sound barrier over the southern Lebanese town of Naqoura. They also released heat balloons over the shores of the town of Tyre within Lebanon's territorial waters. Israel violates Lebanon's airspace on an almost daily basis, claiming the flight served surveillance purposes. Lebanon's government, the Hezbollah resistance movement, and the UN interim force in Lebanon have repeatedly condemned the overflight, saying they're in clear violation of the country's sovereignty. UN Security Council Resolution 1701 calls on Israel to respect Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity. We're going to cross over to Washington. Joining us is former Arab League Ambassador to the UN, Clovis Maksoud, to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it is no hidden secret that Israel continually violates Lebanese airspace in flagrant disregard for the UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Other than just condemnation, why isn't more being done to protect Lebanon's sovereignty?
Well, I mean, there is no doubt that these violations and these air raids by Israel, the clear violation not only of 1701 Security Council resolution, but also of the armistice that has been formulated long time ago. But on the other hand, it does it with total impunity, because it is, if the Lebanon goes to the Security Council, then it is possible that, not possible, it's most probable that there will be a veto by the United States. So in a way, the impunity is without any cost for Israel, unless there is a clear-cut condemnation on the part of the international community, because not only on Lebanon, but what it is doing in the conquest, the creeping annexation of by the establishment of settlements throughout, and by its attempt to render the Gor area near the Jordan as a security valve, which constitutes around 20% of the land of West Bank. All these violations have become an addiction for Israel, especially during Netanyahu's arrogant policy. And that is what made Saudi Arabia and many of the Gulf countries try to withdraw from this membership in the Security Council, because they feel that whatever they articulate in terms of opposition to Israel, there is always the veto that cuts any kind of resolution, even if it is unanimous, without the United States votes. So many votes have been done on that basis, and therefore it feels emboldened to defy the international community and violate the international law.
Okay, that was former Arab League Ambassador to the UN, Clovis Maksoud, there joining us from Washington. Thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.